Good morning. Nope. Good afternoon. Sorry about that, folk. It's August 5th, 2020. And I am doing this on a new device. I usually have been doing this on my old phone, but I think there's some issues with the connection. So I don't know if that may be degrading the 3.5 audio connection. So I wasn't sure if that was degrading the quality of my podcast or not, if the mic wasn't properly being connected. So I guess this would be a good test for that. I'm using the same mic, different device. So hopefully it sounds a little bit better. And I'll be honest, I don't want to do too long of a podcast this time. I'm doing my podcast on my way home instead of on my way to work, as I typically tend to do. And, you know, it's just been a really busy, stressful year. I mean, it's been super stressful. I mean, just personally, financially, trying to get my finances in order. And then, you know, just seeing both contrasts, you know, where people are struggling, you know, even before Corona, just to make ends meet. And then you see people who don't really have a necessity at this time for certain stuff, you know, and they have seem to have an excess, you know. Like, there's people, you know, who are, you know, I'm not going to go into it too much, but let's just say maybe they aren't really stable. They have jobs here and there, maybe sell drugs, you know, under the table to get by. And, you know, here they are raking in all this extra money, you know, like they probably wouldn't even have filed for unemployment, you know. I don't, you know, maybe they wouldn't even have been in that position to claim unemployment ever in the past. But since COVID basically forced their hand, you know, they're more than happy to take on that extra $600 a week that they were getting. You know, but now that that kind of went away, you know, the people who actually needed that, you know, and that were taking advantage of that, I don't know if they saved up enough to get them what they need, you know, going forward. So, yeah, just sad all around. You know, I've got the first stimulus check, and that really helped me out. But I still need a lot of help. You know, I actually was talking to a friend about this. I'm going to have to deplete my 401k, you know, and I don't ever think I'll ever contribute to it again, you know, because I've been contributing ever since I got legal status through DACA. And, you know, I'm not privileged enough to be able to afford to contribute whatever it is, 2%, 1%, like every last penny that I earn is already accounted for, you know. And even though I've been saving a lot, you know, it's never really earned me much, you know. Like, the last 401ks I've pulled out, I lost money on, you know, just because of the fees associated with pulling that money out. So I don't think whatever I gained or whatever I got while it was sitting there accumulating, I don't think it, you know, made my worthwhile. You know, now you have all these, like, older people. I think that's the money they pull from to, like, pay Social Security and whatnot, like the 401k money. You know, and I think that's why, like, Japan, I remember they were asking their old people to die off too soon, you know, because they were burdening the younger generations. And that's something that American culture would never implement, you know, like, ever. It's just so, like, I love the Japanese and their culture, you know. It's always respect, you know, their decisions and how they run stuff. And that was one of the things with Japan, with how, you know, they knew that they were a burden on society, just because, you know, they weren't really providing much value, you know. And they were willing to make the sacrifice, you know. And I don't know if I'm conflicting this with another story, or might be two different stories. But I know, like, the survivors of Hiroshima, who had Oh, no, 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 no. Well, okay, so there's, I think there was, like, some places in Hiroshima that had, like, high levels of toxicity because of the bombs, the nuclear attacks that happened, you know, and I think instead of having to give those jobs to young, you know, young people, they decided to instead, or the old people of the community decided to take the burden on themselves since they are older, they're gonna die anyways. And, you know, they're taking one for the team, you know, and that's, I couldn't imagine, you know, I have people, you know, I was looking at that video and, you know, there's people in their 50s, 60s, you know, I'm like, dude, no one would ever do that in America. Like, they'd be like, fuck that 22-year-old guy, make him do it. Like, I want to enjoy my retirement, you know, like, things like that will never happen here. So, you know, you gotta always give props to Japan and their culture and the policies that they implement, and you know, just that culture that they've developed for that country, and they've been able to export their culture probably better than any other, you know, country. You know, anime, tech, you know, tentacle porn. You know, it's just a lot of things that they've managed to export around the whole world, you know, and who knew that there was such big markets for a lot of these things. You know, I love anime, you know, and I love Asian storytelling. Like, for example, Parasite, it's a Korean film. I freaking love that movie. It's such a good movie. And it just goes, it's just because of a lot of that, a lot of that storytelling, a lot of that, you know, they have a lot of metaphors and a lot of symbology, and that's something I really enjoy with films. And, you know, I noticed that just Koreans, Japanese, you know, they all do that a little bit better than seemingly everyone else. Last thing I want to talk about, because like I said, I don't want this to be too long of a podcast. Last thing I want to talk about. So the Utah Jazz versus the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, Mike Conley facing his old team. Ja Morant, you know, rising to fame. The Utah Jazz supporting Black Lives Matter. Playing in a bubble. Now, that's all new to me. This is the first time I managed to catch the game. They're so early, I managed to basically just listen to it while I was doing busy work today. So that was awesome. I love the Jazz and was happy to see them win. And one thing I noticed was, it's so weird, but they definitely did it better than WWE. You know, not having fans in the stands, they actually have like virtual fans. Seems like everyone's practicing social distancing, you know, people are sitting a couple seats away from each other. So weird to see it, but it's at the same time, it's very welcoming. Like, I wish it was later in the day to where I can actually enjoy after I'm off, you know, and but either way, I'm glad to have basketball back regardless, and the Jazz look good. I wonder if Rudy Gobert is going to be 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. You know, being that he just took out the entire league for multiple months. If that's not elite playmaking, defensive playmaking, I don't know what is. But anyways, go Jazz. We're the best. We the best. Let's win that championship this year. Well, let me see. Last thing I guess I can wrap this up on. Well, maybe I forgot. I had something else I wanted to mention, but I guess it's not really important. So, anyways, I do thank you guys for listening into the Apocalypse Show podcast, and you guys have a wonderful rest of the day.